Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome into the Labatt Studio. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Hey, everybody, thanks for joining us. We got a jam-packed hour of Penn State football talk for you. I'm Andy Shea. Joining me in the studio, kickoff for this week, he is Bob Flounders. He's Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. Our own Ross Tucker, third member of our on-air team, will join us shortly. He'll be around for quarters 2, 3, and 4, so stick around for all of that. You do not want to miss Ross, as all of you know. Bob, how you doing? How was Penn State earlier this week? I know they had a media session where the pretty much the 2018 recruiting class was available.
Yeah, this is, I think, and this is part, real quickly, of James Franklin has kind of told, it's like more media-friendly campaign. He's trying to do some things that he hasn't normally done in terms of making it a little easier to get access to the players, maybe making it easier to get access to the parents, but having the entire 2018 class available, because, you know, after a blue-white game, it's not always easy to do that. They're not always available. They're hurt for whatever reason. But we had about almost an hour with the entire class if you wanted to talk to them. Thought it was a great idea. They all really were pretty interesting kids. Some are more interesting than others, but hopefully this is something that will continue like every year. I think it's always good, and I think the fans always want to hear from the young, most talented players.
Yes, they do. And we got plenty of that coming up in quarter number one. News and notes. We'll talk about some of those guys and what they said. Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. We continue our countdown of the 2019 recruiting class in quarter number two. Quarter three are your questions, his answers. That's Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. In quarter four, we're going to talk Julian Fleming and Penn State, or maybe not Penn State. Hey, a quick announcement before Bob and I get rolling. The Keystone Kickoff Show with Dustin and Greg will not air next week due to the Memorial Day holiday. They'll be back the following week, but we will be doing our normal show, so we'll be it next week. So, all right, let's get into some news and notes, Bob. Last week, Tommy Stevens made his choice.
Yeah.
He is going to Mississippi State, reuniting with Jomo, his former offensive coordinator, Penn State, and Joe Moorhead.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to get your thoughts on that. James Franklin spoke a little bit about it earlier this week as well. Gave a little insight into it, I just want to. I think it's a good landing, to a degree, a good landing spot for him.
Yeah. I do not.
You do not.
I do not. I think he's going to have his hands full. That's a pretty talented quarterback.
It
cast.
Is. They're young.
One of them is not that young.
Not
the,
that
the
young.
The guy that backed up Nick Fitzgerald is not that young. He's correct. Played before. He won a bowl game for him against Louisville and Lamar Jackson. And I just feel like there's a lot of catch up involved. I mean, you got to get to know a whole new offensive coaching staff. You got to get to know, you know, the wideout group. I mean, there's a lot of ground to cover. Not a lot of time to do it. If you think about it, August practices. What are we talking about? 2-3 weeks of practice.
Right.
So I just think that of all the choices, I don't know. Hopefully he can do it. But looking at the competition, he took the hard way. I think he did. And if it works out for him, you know, it could really help him moving forward. But if his goal was to start somewhere and during his final season, I'm not sure that was the best spot for Tommy. So we'll see.
I didn't mean it was the best spot for him necessarily straight up as a quarterback. I think the use of Tommy Stevens and the way Joe Moorhead was able to use him, which I think is a potential path to the next level in the NFL for him, possibly. I think it was never better. Nobody understood how to use that kid better than Tommy.
Sure.
And I just think that he's probably not going to be their starting quarterback, as we could say. And
it's only, I mean,
overall, it's better.
It's only a great decision if he's the starting quarterback.
So ultimately, why leave Penn State if he's going, if this is a lateral transfer at best?
We're
not answering it. We're just
saying,
giving our
from
thoughts.
My point of view, I think his emotions obviously got the best of him. His dad was obviously pretty upset. James talked about it in the interview, Blue White Illustrated, that he's not in the business of promising jobs to anyone.
Right.
So, I mean, I just think that Tommy didn't hear what he wanted to hear. I mean, James said 2 days earlier after the blue-white game, it's true competition. I think Sean Clifford has made some great strides. I really do believe that. But I just think that when you only got 1 year left, you can't mess around if you want to play.
Right.
What's going to be harder for him to do? Get to a new place, probably beat out a more talented quarterback depth chart when you consider they have 3-4 stars.
Yeah, one to four. It's a more talented depth chart.
Yeah, probably. Agree. What's the go head to head with Sean, and it's kind of winner take all, knowing that the way they use quarterbacks at Penn State,
right,
the starter's going to play. They're not going to play two. I mean, I don't know. That's a 50-50 call, and there was some comfort level at Penn State. So I'm sure later in the show, Ross will have some thoughts as well. But for me, it was a little surprising to me that he picked Mississippi State.
Yeah, I'll give it one last thought. I think it was emotion. Why not Penn State? And I think he saw a little bit of handwriting on them all. This is just my opinion that, you know what, on some aspects and in some fronts, he was fighting an uphill battle that he didn't think he should have had to be up fighting. So, all right, we're going to keep moving on. Juice Scruggs was a member of the 2018 class. You remember just before spring ball, he had a horrific car accident. Mm-hmm. He suffered what he said was a significant back injury.
He actually used terminology to me, and he used the term L3. So I naturally went on the medicaldictionary.com, and I got confused because I think there's two different L3s.
There's an upper and a lower.
Yeah. So he didn't expound upon it, but he said he broke it. So that's what he said. I should have followed up and said, which L3 did you break? But I didn't because I was in a little bit of a hurry, so it's my bad. So I'm saying, obviously, it's a significant injury. It kept him out of spring. He feels like he, in a best case scenario, maybe by midseason, he might be cleared to play. But he said, considering what I've been through, it's we're all good either way. If it's right, not this year, it'll be next year.
Yeah, and he can take and should take his time because you can probably get a medical red shirt on top of it. And and he did say that time is on his side. He was a prospect that would have been part of this offensive line group, part of the reason it's a little bit thinner than they would like right now across several fronts. But I still think it was good to see him on a recovery road because from what you had been told and what you knew, you're like, this is not good for this.
Well, whenever you hear that broken back, right, like that's never great. So he looked like he was in good spirits and hopeful that he was going to get better sooner rather than later.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, and please drink blue and light. Bob Flounders, Andy Shea, we're kicking off our show with quarter number one this week. Some more tidbits around Penn State football. I found the Robert Windsor, the defensive tackle who was suspended for the Citrus Bowl game, being ranked as a top five potential NFL draft pick.
Senior defensive tackle. There's a difference there.
That's a good
point. There's a difference between senior defensive tackles and really talented underclassmen defensive tackles who are going to be out the door anyway. But I just think that when you really look at his numbers, I mean, you don't see a lot of senior defensive linemen return if they're good enough to play in the league. But he's certainly a quality player. Did not play in the bowl game. He's going to have to kind of bounce back a little from that. But when he did play, especially in the second half of the season, those are really good numbers.
They are good numbers. Tackle.
I mean, 7.5 sacks, 11 tackles for loss. If he builds upon that, I think that Gil's probably right.
Yeah, it was Gil Brandt, the former Cowboys executive who put it out on his thing, and that's a respected source in my opinion. I've still valued.
Well, he has a lot of sources in the league. Like, yeah. He just doesn't throw names on the wall,
right?
I mean, he's 88 years old. He's going to get inducted in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, I think, this summer, later this in a couple of months. And I know he's still got some sources in the league. I'm sure he wouldn't say that if he didn't get, you know, he get a little confirmation around the league.
We've been talking about the defensive tackle position a lot. Maybe Robert Windsor is that guy. You know what I mean?
He is, but I mean, nose tackles and three techniques are kind of different animals. I think he's just a very pretty athletic nose tackle, and that's great. But it'd be nice that they had some really, really athletic three techniques as well.
That's a good point. All right, we're going to keep moving. So Micah Parsons talked about shortly after Tommy Stevens left in the spring how the team was sort of, you know, a little on edge, a little wobbly, you know, overall, because it was a shock to everyone after the end of spring drills that the announcement came out that I'm out of here. He's gone. Micah talked about Sean Clifford, the new apparent quarterback
yeah.
in waiting who James Franklin won't name as a starter. Sure. But he talked about him standing up and addressing not only the team, but the coaching staff was there. Yeah. Everybody was in the room. And Sean Clifford just stood up and delivered a message of that was very that struck Micah about
it. It's what you want to hear from your presumed starting quarterback.
Yeah.
Get up in front of the team and tell them we're all good. You know, there's not going to be any drop off. I promise you there won't. I mean, I don't know a lot of quarterbacks that would do it. You would hope, though, the leader of your offense would get up and say something when guys are kind of wondering, you know, what's going on. But I think Sean did the right thing, and I think it's what the team needed to hear, and they're just going to move from there. I think it was a really, really from the heart message from Sean. I think he's probably a little bit tired about hearing about, hey, you know, what's going on? Like, what's Penn State going to be like without Tommy Stevens? So,
right.
I mean, I thought it was a great move, and I think he meant it. And Micah was pretty moved by it. So,
here's the other thing I'll say about Sean and him standing up and doing that real quick. That wasn't lip service. I've known Sean since he was a freshman at Penn State. He's been involved with Uplifting Athletes, as am I. So he's been on their leadership team since he was a freshman. He's the president of their chapter this year. He's come to our leadership conference twice with, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, the guys we work with, I say they're cut from a different mold, and he's cut from a little bit different mold. The fact that he's sort of emerging now and taking a leadership role, not surprising in the very least, because that's just part of who he is. So anyway, I'll leave it at that. The last thing I want to get to before we welcome in Ross Tucker for Tucker's Tape in quarter number two, we're going to continue counting down the 2019 recruiting class. You don't want to miss that. Running back by committee, RBBC, as I like to say. 2019, Ricky Slade, I guess he had to be asked about it, judged by his answers and all the guys in the backfield, and he seemed okay. That's sort of kind of what they're looking at and what they've been working on a little bit is a little bit of different guys for different roles and figuring out who their strengths are. I want to get your thoughts on that.
It's the way, I mean, that's what's going on in college football. It's the true. Major programs are all doing it. Georgia, Alabama, Clemson. It leaves a little bit more tread on the tire if you're going to play at the next level. I think it definitely benefited Miles Sanders looking back on it. The fact that that probably only enhanced his stock. Who's going to be on the field though in the red zone? Who's going to get the ball in key situations? I mean, as long as it's Ricky, I'm sure he's good with it.
Yeah, he talked about it was Ricky Slade, Journey Brown, and Noah Kane were the three. Don't forget about the 2019 recruit coming in. All right, that'll do it for quarter number one from the Labatt Studio. Stick around. We'll continue the 2019 countdown with Tucker's Tape. We'll be right back.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.